is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio Live on the Libby News Radio Network. It is Saturday, February 27th, 2021. Well, how are we doing tonight?
Well, you know, I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. And I'd like to buy them all the Coke and, you know, and keep it company, but we'll talk about that later.
We'll talk about that right after we get our first order of business. As everyone should know by now, that we want to remember the members of the law enforcement community that were murdered in the line of duty. Tonight we want to remember Lieutenant Eugene Lasko of the Indiana Department of Corrections. End of watch, February 21st, 2021. He was stabbed by the inmate in the facility. His killer is alive and in custody, obviously. Also, we want to remember Reserve Deputy Constable Martinez Mitchum of the 2nd City County of New Orleans Constable's Office. And then watch February 26, 2021. His killer is alive and in custody. Also, we want to remember Police Officer Dominic Windham of the Stanley, Virginia Police Department. And then watch February 26, 2021. No word on his killer. But anyways, Walt, like you said before, you want to buy the world a Coke and teach them harmony. Well, we reported last week about Coca-Cola's correspondence course for employees on how to act less white. Hearty thanks goes to our buddy Pat Ryan, who came out with the story and is starting to grow legs. And, of course, the garbage media is ignoring it. Now, what this course was a correspondence course or on LinkedIn where you would go online and learn about diversity, all this great stuff, and it's taught by a lady, white lady, of course, who lives far, far away from minorities. Now, we want to say is that, well, what if the course said, try not to act so black, try not to act so Hispanic, try not to act so Asian. Try not to act so lesbian, gay, transgender, queer, whatever it is. So what we want to do, well,
we're going to have some fun with this.
Right. So we're going to tell our listeners how not to act other races and come join with us. All right. How not to act so black? Well, one thing I got is that try not to act so black by coming to work on CP time. Why don't everybody know what CP time is?
Well, CP time, for all intents and purposes, is colored people time. That just about universalistically means that, you know, mama, whenever I get there, mama, I'll be there, mama.
Right. Walt, do you have any other ways people can act? Try not to act so black.
Well, you know, showing up for work on time would be one. You know, don't walk out with anything more than you came in with when you leave work. You know, pass the sergeant's test to become a sergeant. At least in my day, that's the way it was. Take a little bit of darkness out of that Coca-Cola so it's not so dark. use a little less, take 7-Up, just put a little caramel in it, just a little bit, you know, so that's not so white. But, you know, you could take a little bit of that caramel fake coloring that they put in Coca-Cola and make that a little bit lighter. There's a whole lot of things that can be done to be less black. Instead of being less white.
Right. Or how about coming when you come into work or coming off of your lunch, try not to smell like weed. Here in the District of Columbia, weed is legal per se, and everywhere you go, just everybody just blazing in the middle of the street. I mean, it smells like. I mean, I probably smell more weed. There's probably more weed smoke here in the district than at Woodstock 50 years ago. But anyways,
or Ripple, you know, come back smelling like Boom's Farm or Ripple.
Or here's another one. Well, try not to, every other word in your mouth, try not to be the N-word with mm-hmm. the A, because some people like to use that particular adjective. We like to use the one that begins with F and ends with K, and that fire truck. But anyways, yeah. Moving right along. How can somebody be attempt to be not so Hispanic?
Oh, not to be so Hispanic. Let's see. Try not putting any hot sauce on your tacos. you know, you got tomatoes on tamales and you know, don't cook them so steamy. Don't steam them. You know, actually bake them in the oven.
Right.
Because, you know, you go to Mexico or even San Diego, you know, when you get tamales on the street, you know, they're like the street cars. The hot dog cars in New York City, San Diego, you buy tamales, and they steam the hell out of them, you know, and, you know, they're good after the first bite, but, you know, the second, third, fourth bite, you know, they're kind of like skanky. They stick to your roof like peanut butter. So
right.
If they bake them instead of steaming them, you know, speak better English, you know.
Right. My thing is to stop with the Spanglish. I'm talking about the people that are born here in the United States, and their native language is English, but they still speak mm-hmm. Spanglish.
Yeah, yeah. We used to call it street speak. And just right. enhance the consonants in English words with a Latino accent. You know, like parking. I'm parking my car. You know, that's your Spanglish there. Learn how to speak and pronunciate better, and try not to stab anybody.
Hey, well, how can somebody not be so LGBTQ?
Well. I've got one or two answers that I'm not going to say on the air.
Right. Well, anyways, I got one that's family friendly. If you are LGBTQ and you go in the ladies' room and you use the stall, well, when you stand up, please close the door behind you in the stall, because nobody wants to see that foolishness.
Well, you know, if you follow my daughter into the ladies' room, when you come out, you will not need makeup. Believe me. You will be your eyes will be black and purple. You won't need makeup.
Right. Well, anyways, that's the first segment of the show, and it all goes downhill from there. Anyways, coming up, we want to talk about CPAC, also demographics in Virginia, and also the garbage media. Just listen to 75 Radio on the Liberty News Radio. Follow us at 75radio.org.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. This weekend is the annual Conservative Action Political Conference, better known as CPAC. And this year is being held in Florida instead of suburban Maryland outside of D.C. due to COVID restrictions. And surprisingly, they have a full house. Everything's been sold out. But CPAC's theme this year is America Uncanceled, which I say, talk about chutzpah. Now, CPAC is the king of the cancel culture. They're canceling people before the term cancel culture even came about. For example, CPAC booted out Jamie Kelso, who has very conservative views and was a guest on The Political Cesspool. Richard Spencer was also booted out because, well, frankly, he was just talking to the media. Now, Spencer spent his not-so-hard-earned money to buy a ticket. He was there as a participant, not a rabble-rouser, just a spectator. Also, Laura Loomer was also booted for unknown reason. Last year, Alex Jones was not even permitted to buy space at Radio Row. Radio Row is one of the reasons why most people go to CPAC. That's where most of the action happens. So he was not even able to purchase real estate on the coveted Radio Row. One of his correspondents was booted from CPAC for unknown reasons. Also, yours truly was denied media credentials into CPAC. Myself and other smaller outlets were denied credentials despite the fact that we've been going about every other year to CPAC. But anyways, who was allowed to go last year or did get media credentials included CNN and somebody from Right Wing Watch. So anyway, so that's the theme this year is uncanceled. Now, social media is blowing up because with the hashtag CPAC Nazis, as one of the main stages looks like a Nazi symbol from a German officer's uniform. And so they're calling people who attend CPAC Nazis and the CPAC organizers Nazis and so on and so forth. But that's the total opposite from the truth, because CPAC no longer has conservative icons such as Pat Buchanan, Ann Coulter, Michelle Malkin at the conventions. Now, all these people did was just warn us about the invasion of illiterate, low-skilled third-world immigrants. So anyways, tomorrow, Sunday, Donald Trump is going to be the keynote speaker at CPAC. Every year, Trump brings down the House. Last year, just an awesome speech. When he did the impression of Mike Bloomberg getting slaughtered at the debate, it was just hysterical. But I remember in 2016, CPAC canceled Donald Trump because they did not want Donald Trump at CPAC. CPAC organizers wanted Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, Jeb Bush, one of these Beltway insiders. So what they told Trump was that, we'll give you Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, give you 60 minutes, and then you have to, right afterwards, have to talk to a hostile reporter. And Trump, to his credit, said, go pound sand. I'm out of here, because he had the debate either that Sunday or Monday, so he didn't have time for that. But anyways, he won in 2016 and has been back ever since, and now he's the second coming of Christ. Walt, you got any comments on CPAC?
No, but I read somewhere where it was getting a little unruly, and some of my friends, one of them, Johnny Cardillo, and I think you're familiar with John, right? He's a former New York City cop now. He's a radio show guy down in Miami, in the Miami area. He's at CPAC. He always gets that credentials and all that good stuff. Him and a buddy has had a throw out couple of people last night because they were getting a little too stupid. So I'm glad that we have at least one of NYPD's finest in the good old days taking care of business.
Right. And also, it wouldn't be CPAC without somebody getting canceled or booted. This year, this gentleman, a young rapper named Young Pharaoh, was booted because of his alleged anti-Semitic remarks. And so anyways, you got the left saying that here's this guy, he's making anti-Semitic remarks. And then CPAC throws him on his keister, and then that's still not good enough for the left. CPAC's nothing but full of Nazis. But one thing I noticed is that year after year after year, they get a couple of faces of color up there, so they can say, hey, look at us, we're diverse. And it's nothing but Beltway insiders. You got Larry O'Connor, who runs a snooze fest on Michael Savage's old slot on WMAL in D.C., and all these other politicos from the Republican Party. But, you never see a guy, four people would be great at CPAC, all have been all on the show. One of them was J.B. Gunner, who was did some time in jail. Now he's got a YouTube channel that he's running. Also, our friend Lionel Black Rosebud Harris out in Los Angeles, he also did time for doing stuff in the street that he should have been doing. And then they sit in jail and say, this is not the life for me. So now he's got his own YouTube channel. He's got 200,000 viewers, and he's just absolutely killing it. Also, here's what we think about this. Have you and Mike Dow talk about crime and punishment from both sides of the badge? I mean, you and Mike make awesome points. I mean, that's why I do the radio show with you. But I thought you two would be great at CPAC. But again, since you don't toe the party line, you're not elected politico, you're not on Fox News, you don't go to the cocktail parties, you're not friends with Matt Schlapp, and you can't bring in big-time donors, guess what? You, Mr. Dowd, and two other fine gentlemen are outside looking in. So it's always like somebody in a shirt and a blue suit and a shirt and a tie talking about the Republicans good, Democrats suck. So anyways, that's why when I go, I never go in the ballroom. It's just always at Radio Row and the movers and shakers.
Well, it's like this, they get up, they say the same thing all the time. It's the same people say the same thing. This is getting old, just like you said, great for the Republicans and the Democrats suck. That's okay, but we already know that. You don't got to keep hammering it home. We already know that. You're not going to convince a Democrat that the Democrats suck, because if they don't already realize it, they're idiots, the 60 million votes that Biden got from living Democrats probably realize that, some of them shouldn't have voted for him. And the 25 million that are dead and deceased and doubled up and tripled up votes for Biden to make 80, you know, it's just unbelievable how bad the Democratic Party is. However, with that said, when you have CPAC, you got to come up with something fresh. You got to come up with something fresh. You know, when I was a kid, I got blamed for everything. I got blamed. Even as an adult, I get blamed for everything. And it's old. You know, it's old. You know, it falls on deaf ears. It's old. They got to come up with something fresh. You know, Donald Trump, you know, I read that thing in the news today, Donald Trump, you know, he could run for Congress in Florida and probably win in 2022. Okay. And if the Republicans take it, he could become the speaker.
Right.
Then he can pull all the crap he wants, because look at Pelosi getting away with it. So, you know, he can start impeaching people and running all kinds of crazy stuff.
Right.
And I think he'd make a great congressman. You know, may not want him to run for president again, but I think he'd be a great congressman because he could be more of a thorn in the Democratic side.
Right. And well, you bring up a good point. It's the same old, same old. Look at Donald Trump. He comes in, and he comes in like a firestorm, and they did everything they could to put him out the pasture, but look what happened. But anyways, we come up, talk about demographics in Virginia. You people in Tennessee and further south of the Mason-Dixon line, you better pay attention. Stay tuned, everybody.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Food and Drug Administration has granted an emergency use authorization to Johnson & Johnson's one-shot COVID vaccine, adding another vaccine to the efforts to fight the coronavirus. The federal government expects to be able to distribute 4 million doses next week, though supplies will be limited for a time. The company says it plans to have 20 million doses delivered by the end of March, with production ramping up to 100 million doses by the end of June. The shot has been approved for use in people 18 years of age and older. And President Biden said Saturday there would be an announcement soon regarding the U.S.'s ties with Saudi Arabia in the wake of a CIA report about the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The intelligence report holds Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman responsible for approving the 2018 killing. The president promised an announcement Monday on relations with Saudi Arabia. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
President Biden is defending his decision to launch airstrikes in Syria as part of the country's right to self-defense, even as some in his own party question his authority to do so. Biden told Congress Saturday in a letter that he'd ordered the strikes to defend U.S. personnel and allies in the area in response to an attack on Erbil International Airport 2 weeks ago. Congressman Brad Sherman agrees with the president over the legality of his move. The California Democrat tells Fox News that the strikes were the appropriate response.
I think the vast majority of our caucus supports what President Biden did. First, as a legal matter, we did authorize the use of force in Iraq. I was there for that vote. Many were not. And that authorization allows us, of course, to protect our forces. When you under-respond to an attack, when you fail to respond, you invite another attack. When we failed to sanction Russia for what it did to our elections, we ended up, by under-responding, with them targeting our soldiers in Afghanistan and putting bounties on their heads.
This is USA Radio News.
you're still listening, here's more 7-5 Radio.
Yes, and those who live south of the Mason-Dixon line, you better listen up. This week, the Virginia legislature passed two bills to eliminate the death penalty in the Commonwealth of Virginia. That's right, the Virginia legislature voted to eliminate the death penalty in the Commonwealth of Virginia, and Governor Ralph Northam is expected to sign it. Northam, who is a medical doctor by trade, said that he is against capital punishment. Now, this is the same Dr. Ralph Northam who was on WTOP radio in Washington, D.C., stating that he supports abortion after the baby is born. But anyways, the Virginia legislature was able to pass this horrible legislation thanks to massive demographic changes in Virginia. Decades ago, Virginia was a deep red state. But anyways, thanks to migration from the northern states and California, and also immigration from God knows where outside our shores, Virginia is now a deep blue state. But here's the thing. It's mainly concentrated in northern Virginia, i.e. the D.C. suburbs. Virginia is almost like New York or Illinois. You have a massive population in one little area, full of liberals, in a mostly rural state. Now, I've been outside of Chicago, and I've lived north of the Tappan Zee Bridge in New York, and I can say New York and Illinois, for the most part, is a rural state. They have tons and tons of farmland, and people who live outside of Chicago and New York City hate Chicago and New York City. So anyways, besides removing this horrendous legislature, which has capital punishment for decades, Virginia is also removing everything Confederate despite the number of Confederate generals from Virginia and the number of battles fought in the Civil War, Bull Run, Manassas, and the Battle of Fredericksburg, all in Virginia. Now, here's the demographic change in a nutshell. The same people who want to abolish the death penalty and remove any and all references to the Confederacy are the exact same people who believe that school-aged children can call themselves the opposite gender and compete in the opposite gender sports. Just like you got like a developing young man going to use the female bathroom and compete in female sports. Anyways, what's next for Virginia? Guns. Look for the state legislature to start banning guns because these people hate guns. And people that live in Virginia for years love guns. But anyways, these people want to ban guns, never own a gun, never will own a gun, never want to shoot in range, and just despise guns for whatever reasons, because of what they see on the TV. But anyways, look for Virginia, the next toilet state in the Union. Well, what say you? You think that this is coming towards Tennessee?
I don't know about it affecting Tennessee. Tennessee has become a pretty conservative state. I don't think Tennessee is going to give up its guns easily or their gun rights easily because a lot of the elected people, I hate to use the word dignitaries or officials, they're elected people. Or that hold higher office in the state, a lot of them don't have bodyguards. They just carry. And I don't think they want to give that up. The governor of Tennessee now, Bill Lee, he's been following conservative ways with the COVID-19 thing, but I think he's not going to allow the disruption of people being able to carry firearms legally, legally. Anybody who carries an illegal firearm, those are the laws that need to be addressed. And I've said that all along. They want to make, buying a gun more stringent. Well, then you just have to shoot everybody on every corner of the South Bronx, because that's pretty much all they're doing up there is selling guns. So, they got to do something about the illegal stuff. Virginia taking a step like this is just ridiculous, because in 3 or 4 years when they elect another governor and it's going to be a Republican, it's just going to go back to the way it is, way it's been. getting voting the death penalty in or out, you know, that's got to be, I would say that would have to be taken on a vote, not a decision made by three or four or five people in one freaking room who support abortions, you know, right before birth. You know, you got the crown coming up and they're killing this poor baby, but yet they're taking second, third, and fourth, fifth thoughts about executing, you know, a mass murderer or somebody who killed a kid after it was born, you know. So I think that Tennessee is going to hold its own. It leans towards carriers, and it's encouraging more people to buy legal guns and have carrier permits. And, of course, like you said, go to the range and get used to it. You know, don't just say, well, I'm afraid of guns. Well, you need to go and shoot a gun before you decide if you're afraid of it or not. And I think if you're with somebody who has a gun, I think you'll feel safe also. I know I would. I do. People feel safe around me, and hell, I don't carry anymore. But you can look in somebody's eyes to see if they're going to pull the trigger or not. And, you know, if you're close enough, that gun becomes mine. So, it's a matter of mind over matter when it comes to people being afraid of guns. You know, you can't be afraid of a doorknob, you know, because there might be a hot iron on the other side of it. You know, anybody seen, you know, Home Alone? So, you know, you got to grab the doorknob in order to get out the door. So, it's just people, like I said, white bread America. There it is. Right. I just don't know.
Right, but well, you better hope that enough people from up north do not move down to Nashville like they did here in Virginia, because that's all they did. They moved in Northern Virginia, and they flipped the state. But
what you see down here, you know, because you know I'm in the Chattanooga area. What you see down here is a lot of people from the north. But they've been down here for 15 to 20 years. So you can say, you know, in a weird way, they're from the old school. You know what I mean? They're not liberals that are down here right now. They're conservative. And,
right.
And they like the way it is down here. You know, the Southerners, you know, don't like Yankees much. But when we hold our own, they really can't say anything bad about us. You know, and I mean by, you know, creating jobs and creating business opportunities and housing and protection, you know, and I don't think they want the liberal life anymore.
Right. Well, let's hope it stays that way, because I'll be looking to move further down sooner than later, because I'm actually just sick and tired of D.C. I mean, just anyways, moving right along, Walt. Earlier this week, Tiger Woods crashed his car, and that's when it happened. I believe it was on a Tuesday. That's all I heard from the media was Tiger, 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 Tiger. Tiger crashed his car. Tiger went to the hospital. Tiger did this. But anyways, back in the 1990s and 2000s, Mr. Woods inspired young children in college to take up golf, and encouraged blind women with big jugs to do, well, stuff to him. But anyways, he rolled his car in California, and that's all I heard for Tuesday going into Wednesday about Tiger Woods. I mean, and I was like, we got enough stuff going on to worry about Tiger Woods. I know that he's a good golfer, and he's probably a stand-up guy, and I got nothing against him. I wish it was a fast, speedy recovery, but I'm just sick and tired of the media talking about Tiger Woods. Also, front page in the news this week was the dog walker for Lady Gaga's three French bulldogs was attacked and shot, and two of the dogs were kidnapped or dognapped. And you heard about all that, about the crime in California for stealing the dogs. But what we did not hear or heard very little of was the confirmation hearing for Dr. Richard Levine and for the Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services.
Now, Senator Rand Paul, who is a eye doctor by trade, interviewed Dr. Richard Levine. I refuse to call him Rachel. And you know what? This show was the first one to call out this idiot who is a health secretary in Pennsylvania, looking like Dr. Frankenfurter from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I mean, Dr. Bean looks like what Frankenfurter would look like today if, you know, well, I'll just keep it that way. Hey, when we come back, we'll talk about Dr. Frankenfurter, Richard, and also Andrew Cuomo, and he's been a bad boy. And what else is going on? This is 75 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. Stay tuned, everybody.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Being there with your child and being there for your child are two completely different things. One denotes a simple presence, which is a start, but can also be accomplished by someone other than you.
Hey, can you help me with this algebra problem?
See, that sheep did a fine job of being there with the child, but it didn't do a very good job of being there for the child. Now listen to the difference an involved parent can make.
Hey, can you help me with this algebra problem?
I'm not very good at algebra, but do you have any English questions? Because I done real good in English.
Oh, Mom.
Okay, let's take a look.
Okay, so the algebra problem didn't get solved, but something better happened. Mom was there for her child. And when you're really there, they'll know how much you care. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
As you all know, Roe versus Wade has resulted in some of the most permissive abortion laws anywhere in the world. For example, in the United States, it's one of only seven countries to allow elective late-term abortions, along with China, North Korea, and others. Right now, in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the ninth month. It is wrong. It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. Walter Yurkow. Walter Kiwi. Oh, here's Walton Scoop.
Thank you, Mr. Edward. Anyways, before we were so rudely interrupted by our wonderful sponsors, this week at a Senate confirmation hearing for the Secretary and Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services, Dr. Rand Paul asked Dr. Richard Levine, who looks like Dr. Frankenfurter from the Rocky Horror Picture Show, if what he would look like today. Dr. Levine was asked if transgender medicine, or correction, if minors should have the option of changing their gender, which is a pretty serious question, because supposedly Dr. Levine agrees that kids under the age of 18 should have the decision to decide if they want to change the gender, that they should do it and go through the processes, which Dr. Paul says is really complex, very drastic. So anyways, short and sweet, Dr. Paul asked, should minors have the choice of choosing their gender or switching from one to another? And Dr. Levine said that transgender medicine is a very complex and nuanced field, and just left it at that. And I had to look up the term nuance, and it just means a subtle or a small difference. So again, Dr. Paul asked again if kids should have the option of choosing the gender, and said, once again, transgender medicine is a very complex and nuanced field. And if I am concerned, Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services, I'll gladly talk to you, blase. So anyway, so this barely made a blip in the news, except when people are accusing of Dr. Paul of being a transphobe, or which, whatever the hell that means. But, I mean, Dr. Paul knows a thing or two about medicine. So we got this freak that wants to let your kids choose what gender they want to be, even though our kids don't even know what they want for dinner, but they want to be a boy or girl. So we got that. And also, by sheer coincidence, Walter, I don't know if you know about this, but Hasbro became another woke company, Hasbro Toys, and dropped the title of Mr. Potato Head to just Potato Head, so that, quote, all could feel welcome in the Potato Head world, unquote. Now, this is from the Associated Press, not the Babylon Bee. Well, what's your thoughts on Dickie Levine, Dr. Paul, and Mr. Potato Head?
It doesn't matter to me what another person wants to do with their persona, okay? You know, in the 60s and 70s, it was like, oh, I got to go off and find myself. Oh, I got to go off and be myself. You know, and then they'd come back, you know, pretty much just as freaked up as they were when they left. Just because you go ahead and you turn yourself into a man or turn yourself into a woman, you're going to come back just as freaked up as you were before, okay? And in my opinion, all right, you might be comfortable with yourself, but that's okay. I'm not. I don't need somebody to tell me how I feel, like the person called Rand Paul, transphobia, or whatever the hell. They're making up these words. They're making up these words and terms and stuff to fit their own, you know, don't pick on me kind of campaign. And listen, if some guy wants to go get his Johnson cut off and feel like he's a girl, well, you know, you go right ahead, you know, but don't you follow my kid, my daughter into the ladies' room. If you're born with it, it's yours. You know, whether it's, you know, a sausage or a taco, it's yours. And you know, you got to realize that you are what God made you. So if you don't like it, you know, don't put it on me. The other thing that I want to touch on, because I know we want to get to ASAP Cuomo. The other thing is that if you want to go ahead and get yourself, you know, transgendered in an operation and everything, do like I did when I bought a house. I saved up for it and I paid for it. Don't ask the government to say, well, I'm like this, but I want to be different, you know, come and pay for it. And I don't like that nonsense where the Medicare or Medicaid is going to step in and start paying for this crap. It's elective surgery. If you can't afford to do it, you know, if you can't afford to buy the surgery, then you can't do it. You know, don't put it on me to pay more freaking taxes. So, you know, save for it. If you want something bad enough, you'll pay cash for it. And that's the way I see it.
Right. Right. What's the name? Bradley Manning, he's went through the surgery, of course, on our dime. It costs like ungodly amounts of money. And so anyways, so
So you guys, you boots out on the ground going overseas for Joe Biden's war with Syria and or Iran when you're shortstop, just remember, you paid for Brandy Manning's stuff. But anyways, finally, old Amy Cuomo does it again. He was accused a number of times of inappropriate behavior. And, of course, nobody's coming out to say, believe all women, Me Too, things like that, like Justice Kavanaugh. And surprisingly, CNN, MSNBC, NBC all ignored it. So it's very interesting. You know, the way Cuomo has been acting and just his reputation through the years, I believe he did it. I think he just made a pig and, you know, he treats women wrong. He thinks that he can do anything he wants because A, he's governor of New York. B, his last name is Cuomo because of his famous father. And C, his brother worked for CNN. So CNN, they're not going to, you know, put any bad press about Cuomo. So anyways, look for the story to go. No, go ahead.
If you know, it, you know, people want to continue to follow Cuomo, and people want to, you know, I'm trying to put this into perspective real quick because I know we're short on time. The, you know, going back to the Coke thing, you know, you got people boycotting Coca-Cola. Don't drink Coca-Cola because they want white people to be less white, and you know, and to me that's just ridiculous. But in Cuomo's case, I'm going to demand all my friends, family, anybody I know to refer to the Mario Cuomo Memorial Bridge again as the Tappan Zee Bridge as it should be. So I will never say it's the Cuomo Bridge. It's the Tappan Zee Bridge that joins Westchester to upstate New York. Rocking, yeah, Rocking, you know, so. You know, if people want to boycott something that you can actually do something about. You know, they're not going to make Coke lighter, but we can get that bridge back to the Tappan Zee Bridge.
Actually, it was the Avril Harriman Tappan Zee Bridge.
Yeah, that's fine. Whoever that was, that's fine too. But you can't just build one bridge next to another and call it different. Something different. You know, it's like building another bridge next to the George Washington and call it the Rosa Parks Bridge. You just can't do that.
Right. Well, old Andy did it because, well, that's New York for you. You know, because Andy did it because of both, frankly, Democrats. That's about it. But, of course, and then, you know, I went up to New York a couple of weeks ago, and it's still decimated. Restaurant owners became the food Gestapo. Because you need to have so many people you can only have so many bar stools at your bar in your restaurant, and your bar has to serve food. It can't just be a regular gin mill. And then if you have more people than stools, the people standing have to leave because you can't put no more stools. And then if you're not drinking at the bar, you have to have a mask on. So a couple weeks ago, me and my brother stopped at a pizza place near my father's house, which is famous for being slow. So we belly up to the bar and order a couple of drinks, and there's no stools there because it was a Martin Luther King weekend, so everybody's out having a good time. So we're told, like, well, you need to put a mask on. Well, we're drinking. Well, you need to have bar stools. No available. Can we get one? No. So what are we supposed to do? So we went outside in 28-degree weather drinking beer, which I believe drinking alcohol on the outside is prohibited by local ordinances, but that's, you know, that's Andy Cuomo's legacy. You got people, they want to go out to eat. They want to eat. They want to drink. But these bar and restaurant owners have to be total Nazis because they don't want to get shut down by the state. And you never heard about one health inspector, one bureaucrat from New York State who's in charge of, like, restaurants or whatever, getting laid off. These people have nothing to do because restaurants are closing by the dozens every day. So, they gotta keep going to the same restaurants that are open. And if they have one little violation, these bars are gonna be hit with huge fines, which is actually ridiculous. And then, of course, Andy Cuomo said, well, the reason why New York State is losing population because of climate change, which, you know, I say bravo, Cyril. But anyway, Walt, we are at the end of the road for this week. We made it. So anyways, stay tuned, everybody, because next week will be just as good as this week. But for Walter Yerkew, this is Peter Scoops Stanton. Tell everybody, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. Song, everybody.
For 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.